This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, March 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. SnapFix linked to Farm Bill. Fertilizer cost, worries, and impacts. Chekhov ending. The House Ag Committee's new Farm Bill heads to the floor with some significant Democratic support behind it. Seven committee Democrats voted for the measure. But the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee, Amy Klobuchar, says the legislation won't attract Democratic votes in that chamber unless it addresses some SNAP cuts that Republicans forced through Congress last year. I think that these shifts of the SNAP cuts to the states are going to unite Democrats in the Senate, the Minnesota senator told AgriPulse yesterday. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed last year requires states to start paying 5% to 15% of SNAP benefit costs if they have a payment error rate above 6%. The Republican governors came out and said they can't do it. So I think that should be part of the deal, she said. The heads of major farm groups appear before Senate Agriculture Committee hearing this afternoon to discuss domestic ag markets. Global concerns are sure to come up as well as war in the Middle East disrupts availability of fertilizer. The supply squeeze could have lasting impacts on U.S. production and prices, analysts and producers say. The Southern Hemisphere faces an even bigger risk for corn and soybeans later this year because of the conflict timing versus the cropping seasons, according to ag resource companies Dan Bossi. It's all about Brazil, Bossi told AgriPulse yesterday after a trip to the South American nation. If indeed this war does not end, let's say by the end of June, that becomes a very big risk and a real risk in terms of productivity for the Southern Hemisphere. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall is calling on President Donald Trump to take steps to shore up U.S. fertilizer supplies. In a letter to Trump yesterday, Duvall warned that the fertilizer supply shock could lead to a production shock if producers don't get the fertilizer they need for the coming planting season. Accordingly, he asked the president to use the U.S. Navy to protect fertilizer cargoes through the Strait of Hormuz, deploy tools to address insurance and financing issues for carriers, as well as suspend countervailing duties on fertilizer imports. Not only is this a threat to our food security and by extension our national security, such a production shock could contribute to inflationary pressure across our country, Duvall said to the president. USDA's monthly crop report is due out later today, expected to be little change from February, though market watchers will be looking for any mention of the potential impact of the Iranian conflict. USDA survey-based prospective planting's intention is typically the bigger report to watch this month. Dan Bossi expects about 1 million acres initially planned for corn this spring to shift to less fertilizer-reliant soybeans due to a 25% rise in nitrogen prices. The latest WASDE, which stands for the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates, is set for release on the heels of top corn growing groups calling for an investigation of the methodologies used by USDA in calculating its forecasts. Revisions, including a big one for corn supplies in January, have drawn scrutiny to the accuracy of the reports. A USDA spokesperson told AgriPulse yesterday that while the data and statistics used to inform these reports are often considered the benchmark for other agriculture forecasts, there is always room for improvement to further enhance accuracy and usefulness. The agency said it, quote, remains committed to providing timely, accurate, and useful statistics in service to American agriculture and encourage all stakeholders to provide feedback via its website. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Delegates to this year's National Farmers Union Convention in New Orleans have approved a broad set of recommendations to address what the group says is, quote, immense financial pressure that is reminiscent of the 1980s farm crisis. In a special order of business, NFU members called on Congress to pass comprehensive agricultural legislation that not only addresses a safety net for agricultural products, but supports communities, builds jobs, and establishes long-term markets. The policy priorities set by NFU delegates include an immediate moratorium on farm loan foreclosures and a new law to, quote, address market consolidation in our communities and decentralize production, processing, and marketing. NFU also is calling for, quote, a comprehensive debt restructuring initiative modeled after the Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, of the 2008-2009 financial crisis. USDA has terminated the paper and paper-based packaging checkoff program after manufacturers and importers voted to end it last year. In the Federal Register, USDA announced it was ending the program, which was first established in 2014. Two checkoff board members have been named trustees to liquidate affairs. Last summer, about 73.5% of paper manufacturers and importers voted in a referendum to terminate the program, that according to the notice. USDA's Food and Nutrition Service plans to make $20 million available for schools to install new equipment that can help with scratch cooking. The announcement by Jess Saraceno, Acting Associate Administrator for Child Nutrition Programs at FNS, came at the School Nutrition Association Legislative Action Conference. School meal providers are concerned about the resources needed to fulfill the Eat Real Food promise of the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. A 2020 study cited by one attendee said it would cost $5.8 billion just for California schools to become scratch compliant. Saraceno and other FNS officials at the meeting said a proposal to implement the guidelines in school meals could be out for comment this year. They urged all those in attendance to make their views known. We know you're going to comment, and we're looking forward to that, said Tina Naiman, Deputy Associate Administrator for Child Nutrition Programs, drawing chuckles from the audience. Here's today's final word. I'm hoping this is just a blip in the screen. I'm hoping that this war is over very soon, and with that, the prices will come back down. But they were high to start with, so we've got challenges ahead of us. That's Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas on soaring fertilizer prices following the Iran strikes. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, March 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.